Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
And now it is time to move on to our next guest, Nishaya Johnson. She has Broken Baby Apparel. Her website is shopbrokenbabyapparel.com. She's the founder of Broken Baby Apparel and a voice for people with mental health struggles. And she wants to help others who struggle to find their voice. She developed the Broken Baby brand as a visual representation of her own struggles. And the brand has evolved beyond just clothing and is a movement to help inspire others to heal the broken baby within themselves. So welcome. Tell us all about it.
Broken baby was a term a lot of people asked me at first, like, you know, what is broken baby? What does broken baby mean? And I was someone who dealt with a lot of childhood trauma, abuse verbally and mentally. I saw my mom be abused. I dealt with depression, and at a very young age, I was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder. I'm a manic depressant, so I experienced really high highs. And my mom had found out that I was self-harming my sophomore year in high school, and I actually, you know, I have a behind-the-brand story where I explain, but I had missed 56 days of school that year due to my depression and things that had been bottled up and suppressed for years, and it kind of just came up, and I had a snap. And when she found out, she didn't really know what to do. And as a mother, you know, you never think it's going to be your child, and she says that all the time. But I ended up, you know, we ended up going the route of, you know, going to the doctor, seeing, you know, what could be done. And the first things that they did was put me on medication. Mm-hmm. And, you know, medication when it comes to mental illness is trial and error until you find the right dose, the right balance, the right prescription. And I eventually stopped. I hated how it made me feel. And, you know, me, I didn't have much education on, you know, the side effects of different, you know, medicines, antidepressant medications. And I cold turkey took myself off of it. You're not supposed to do that. And I tell people to this day, when you do that with, you know, whether it's antipsychotics, antidepressants, it's like force ejecting a hard drive from a computer, and you get that message that says it might, you know, hinder the information on the hard drive. And right. I feel like that's something that had messed me up for years, but I really went down a bad spiral, and that's what led to my attempt to take my life. And once that happened, it was like to survive it is kind of an awakening feeling. And it's like, why? For a while, it was just like, why? I had at the time a cousin and a friend who had taken their lives, and it's like, why me? And the survivor's guilt from that is something that not a lot of people talk about, the trauma that's created from actually attempting to take your life as well. And I was doing better in school the following year, and I had to really beg to get into this course, but it was a course to do a graphic design and video production. And because of the prior year, my sophomore year, I missed so much school, we had to do a lot of explaining. So, you know, a lot of my teachers and stuff found out about what was really going on at home. And I got into the class, and we had a project, and it was just to make a t-shirt, and I never really imagined myself having an entire clothing brand, let alone one stemming from my own traumas and then creating a movement out of it. And I had came up with Broken Baby, and it was something that stuck and something that was just like, that's it. It's what I felt I was supposed to be doing, because the slogan of the brand is from one survivor to another, we all have a story to tell. And I call Broken Baby the official uniform of survivors.
Well, I think that you're very brave. I think it's amazing that you're putting yourself out there like this. And I do think it helps a lot of other people. I think it's a great message that, look, I wanted to leave the earth, but I didn't. And I'm so glad now I didn't.
Yeah.
Things got better.
Well, I attempted, and it didn't go how I thought it was going to go. And the purpose of me telling my story is I want to give people hope that you don't have to attempt and fail at the attempt. I want to try and break it before it gets to that point. You know, I was a person who comes from a household with a single mother. We couldn't afford therapy and things like that, which is why, you know, in the future, we're working on starting a nonprofit to be able to help things like that. But for now, we actually started a podcast with a friend that has a similar background and dealt with a lot of traumas, where we talk about how we overcame our experiences from my side without medication and being able to still deal with it with the lack of resources. As far as being able to have access to therapy and actual services that will teach people how to cope with these things. And it's not saying that we know what's best. By no means are we medical professionals, but we can only speak from experience. And the thing that I'm glad that we do is how to positively go about things instead of falling into, you know, substance abuse. We know positive coping mechanisms that we've tried, and what worked for us might not work for everybody else, but that can still instill hope that they can find positive things to get them out of that dark place. And whether it's just struggling with being in a depressive state or actually being clinically depressed, you know, is a difference that I speak on as well.
What are some of the mental tools you use to cope with your challenging past, and how do you cope with that and still maintain a positive outlook for the future?
I actually, in 3 days, will be done with the 75 hard challenge. That is a very intense process of building mental strength. And along the way, I've learned, I've always known that the gym was a good thing, because a gym, it releases serotonin and endorphins, which are like your happy drugs. That it helps with stress, it helps with anxiety, it helps level out your chemicals in your brain. So I go to the gym 7 days a week. I also journal my thoughts. I'm somebody who is still learning to communicate emotions and learning how to get them from out of my head to being able to speak to somebody. So journaling is something that helps as well. And that's something that I've started to push and promote on my platform with the movement as well. Aside from that, it's just learning how to reroute your thoughts, which is, you know, also something I'm promoting, because for every negative, there's a positive. For every bad, there's a good. Any loss is a lesson. You can learn from anything. You know, you got to try not to get so caught up in the dark side of, you know, the situation and find the light. Look at the glass half full in any situation.
If you can challenge your negative thoughts and try to see the positive in it, just say, well, that's a negative thought, but that's not really me, then I think those are great tools to help. So let's talk a little bit about your online business now. So tell us a little bit about that.
I actually go through a platform called Shopify. I did coding in high school, but as far as actually building up entire website from the ground up, it just, that wasn't my profession. So with Shopify, you know, they give you templates and stuff that you can basically build off of. And I haven't had any issues with Shopify. I know there's a couple other ones, but that's the one that I started with, and I haven't had any issues with it since.
And then where did you get the designs? Do you do all of the designs for the clothing yourself?
So yes, I do make all of my designs, because, you know, the experience that I do have in graphic design and video production.
I love the clothing that you're wearing here today. So you have on a cap that says Broken Baby, and it's got a broken heart in the middle. And then this wonderful bomber jacket. Like, that is so cool. So who's buying your products?
Honestly, everybody. There's really not a specific group, because, you know, it's really the message. I don't sell clothes. I spread the message. And, you know, this is just people helping spread it as well. This is something that's for everybody. It's for anybody. It's anybody that is a broken baby, anybody that knows a broken baby, anybody that resonates with the story in any way, shape, or form.
That's is great. That like 95% of the population?
Yeah.
I think so.
So, Greg, do you have any questions or comments?
It's interesting when you're talking about how these two could do a market their material and information to other folks all the time. With me, you know, I'm very specific in who I can partner with and market to, because not everybody wants to get into franchising necessarily. But with these other two folks, I mean, everybody has got some experience in either one. So just getting your word out, just getting on other people's networks to get the word out and to let the folks know what you're doing and what you're all about is just a great way. Just find as many other people that you can do. Get on many other podcasts for getting on other people's networks. And I think that you'll find that you'll get a whole lot of people who never knew that these avenues existed before and will reach out to you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think anytime you go on somebody else's podcast, they're going to promote you, right? So you get their whole network, right? So you not only get your podcast network, you get the networks of people that your guests on. So it's a great way to get known.
So how does the creative process work for you? I mean, do you just sit down and start doodling clothing designs, or do you go through like 500 to get one good one? How does that work for you?
Every piece has meaning behind it. Every t-shirt, every hoodie, it was inspired by something. I have an unreleased tee that I actually started wearing the other day, and people were like, oh my gosh, like, why haven't released that? And I was like, honestly, I had just made the design. And it was a quote that my grandfather used to say, and he had passed away. So it was basically a broken baby tee in memory of him. And the quote goes, you can give out, but you can never give up. If you give out, you rest for a bit, you get right back up, you can get right back in the race. And it has like a Corvette silhouette on it and things like that. And, you know, that was just such a something I could tie into broken baby, because he loved my brand and stuff before he passed as well. They're always one and done for me. It's always like I make it just right the first time and it looks good. But every piece has a story behind it, has its own.
That's great.
I think it's because it's coming from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that jacket. So I know the people listening can't hear it. It's this baby blue felt and then she's got these silver sleeves and sayings on it and decorations. It's beautiful.
Yeah, these were our 5th year anniversary jackets. So I wanted to do like a trophy piece. Yeah. So the varsity jackets were something that I worked on for a little bit and it came out. I loved them.
Great. Excellent. And we've been talking to Nashaya Johnson. Shop brokenbabyapparel.com. And what is your social media?
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Broken Baby Apparel. And you can also follow the movements page on both platforms as well at the Broken Baby Movement.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program director Alicia Morrissey. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.